And David Moran, who is standing by to talk about Irish Black Label, must be tickled pink. Congratulations, David, winning the Group 1 on a really exciting filly.
Yeah, thanks, Cody. You know, she's got a pretty bright future, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely, David. That's your second drive on her. Do you think she has improved even from that run? She couldn't do much more, I don't think, at Ballarat. She was really good on that occasion. But to do that work leading up the three wide line tonight, and she just looks super strong to the line.
Yeah, definitely, Scoots. Yeah, no, she was probably a little bit sharper than what she was last week. You know, she hit the line really well, and sort of all she needed to do last week was probably qualify. Tonight was sort of, you know, the race was run pretty genuine for her early, which brought her into the race. As you can see, they sort of went 29 off the back, so we were able to not open her up along the back and really wait to sort of three quarters away around the turn. When we knew that Chris was probably the only danger, we had to really make it a 200 metre dash, and you know, we had that margin on him, which was probably the winning difference.
I've got to ask, and I know Nikita, we talked about this. David, you were associated obviously with Ladies in Red about 12 months ago in last season, and now Irish Black Label. It's hard comparing. Nikita sort of made that point. Drivers don't like to compare horses against horses from previous seasons, but what sort of feel does this one give you compared to, say, a Ladies in Red?
Yeah, you know, she gives you quite a similar, you know, feeling. Ladies in Red, I think, at the stage is probably a little bit better, but she was just an outstanding filly. You know, she could do it both ways. Didn't really matter. She was just she was one of them fillies that you don't come by very often. I think her and Tough Tilly, you know, will be horses in the future that will go a long way. Not saying this filly won't whatsoever. She's obviously got a hell of a lot of ability, but just to compare her to Ladies in Red right at the moment, it's probably a little bit hard, but you know, I'm sure if she keeps going like she is, well, you know, she might not give you an option to compare them.
And David, we must make mention of Lauriston Bloodstock, Bill and Ann Anderson. They just have a breed that just keeps producing. Obviously, Ladies in Red was one of theirs, and they have bred this filly. I'm sure they'll be watching at home, disappointed that they can't be on track tonight, but they just keep producing winners, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, they deserve everything they get. They put a lot of money back into the game and a lot of money into their breeding. They've got a great breed, and you know, they just keep finding them every year. So you know, you've got to give them credit where credit's due. They put a lot of time and a lot of money in. So you know, I'm sure they'll be disappointed they couldn't be here tonight, but they'll be sitting home. I'm sure Ian would have been screaming, and they might even have a little champagne now.
And David, you've got in the next race, the next to the Group 1, you've got Lightning Dan drawing the pole, so you can't ask for much better barrier draw than that. Firstly, that horse's chances tonight in your view?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tricky one. It's hard to gauge him up early. I'm not sure, you know, how quick he is off the gate. And there's probably not a lot off the front row that you would really like to hand up to. So I think we'll just get out as good as we can, and then, you know, we'll play it by from here from there.
And Dave, Pat's Beachstorm obviously went around in the first. What did you make of his performance? Are you happy with him, and is he on track for a future, for what he has in store this preparation?
Yeah, I thought his run was a lot better tonight. He seemed a lot sharper with the way the sectionals were. You know, they got home in 27.2, so he's probably gone sort of 27 flat to 26.9 himself. Yeah, I thought he was a lot better. He's probably got a little bit more improvement to do and in him himself, but I guess, you know, you sort of got to... It's hard for them three-year-olds to come back to that grade. You know, in the old system, he would come back, you know, like a 3CO to 3C1. Now he comes back a 75 rater, and, you know, had four starts as a two-year-old before he got crook, and then he only had four starts as a three-year-old. So it's quite, you know, it's quite... It's a big difference. You know, I went to Sydney and raced over the 2400, and you know, it was a little bit different there because they come up for air, where back to the mile here tonight, they run a 52 and 53 mile. You just don't get that breather.
Well, fantastic win there, David, and congratulations with Irish Black Label. I'm sure this is a filly with plenty more ahead of her, and good luck the rest of the way for you tonight.
No worries, guys. Thank you.